You are listening to Bicycle Retail Radio, brought to you by the National Bicycle Dealers Association.
Welcome to another episode of Bicycle Retail Radio, brought to you by the MBDA. This is President Heather Mason. Thank you for listening. If you're a first-time listener, be sure to check out the previous episodes. Do us a favor and leave a review. It helps members of our industry find our podcast. Today, I am joined by MBDA Development Director Rochelle Scouten. Rochelle works closely with me to create, organize, and execute the content of our webinars, events, blogs, newsletters, and everything else that the MBDA provides. She's an integral role in all of our day-to-day operations and has been working closely with me as of late to organize the educational sessions at the CABDA shows, as well as the upcoming first annual Bicycle Industry Gala. We have so many things coming up, giving you a chance to interact with us, that we thought it might be fun to have a conversation about where to find us, as well as dig a little bit deeper into the upcoming gala and why you need to attend. Rochelle, hello. Thank you for joining me. What do you think? Anything to add? Did I get it right?
Yeah, I think people that saw us over the last week at CABDA Midbus would say maybe we work a little too closely together. We were giggling a lot and making a lot of jokes, but we had fun. It was a great time.
Yeah, that is so true. You know, just back from CABDA Midwest, and actually one of the retailers that we interacted with out there joined our Monday Mingle this morning. Yeah, lots of laughter, but lots of hard work. And, you know, we had a great time out at the show telling everyone about the upcoming gala. And I was impressed. What did you think of the show? So many cool people that we met, right?
I thought it was fantastic. We met a great mix of people who, you know, we've seen over the weeks at all of our virtual networking, you know, events that we got to finally see in person. And then we met a bunch of people who had no idea who we were, and we now get to engage with them and we get to learn with them. I'm really excited for everything that came from that show.
Yeah, everyone had these color-coded bands. So green meant we could give you a hug, which was awesome. And yellow was the fist bump. And it was great, you know, to give a hug to our association members who've been working so closely with us and helped us in the seminars out there. But also, yeah, like you said, we had people coming up to the tent that were like, I've heard of the MBDA, but tell me more. And it was a great time for us just to, like, between the two of us, I think we kind of overwhelmed a couple people, but it's like we have this. Right next to us was Ensure Protect, Frank, with our Rides Extended Service contract program. The booth traffic was out of control. Did you notice that?
I did. I felt like, you know, a lot of the times we were grabbing people from their side of the booth instead of the other way around. I feel like it was great.
Yeah, we had this the CABDA team did a great job. They put us right in the front and center when you walked in the door. And then also, like, around the back of us, there was additional space. We had Jay Townley and his group, HPS, over there, mingling with retailers as well. And Frank at the rides table had all those cool pens. And I mean, he was handing out all kinds of cool swag. A great way for retailers to add margin and bottom line. We had John Robinson, Johnny from Johnny Velos. He's an MBDA member. He was on it, right?
He was on it. Everybody that came up to the rides booth, whenever Johnny was there, he, you know, said, "You need this product. You need this product." And let me tell you, I feel like he was a bigger spokesperson for them than Frank was at Ensure Protect.
And we signed up some new members, right?
We did. We did. It was fantastic.
I love that. I mean, we have these two, you know, who hasn't seen Rochelle and I at either the Big Year show this year or CABDA last week. We have these two iPads on our table. And so it's really like an opportunity. You can see the MBDA website, but you can also join. I mean, so it's kind of hard on a little iPad with all the fields that we ask you for, but it ensures that we get to hang out with you for a long time at our booth when you're renewing or joining. And
exactly.
Yeah, it was just so much fun to actually sign people up and say, see you Monday at the Mingle, which happened. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, and, you know, in our matching shirts with our matching tent and our, you know, matching iPads, where if you haven't seen the booth, come by. It's good.
The matching shirts are cool. And then also, there was someone giving the keynote this year. I don't know, her face was all over. And everyone kept coming up to us. Because they're like, we're looking for that woman. It was funny. It was really funny. But I wanted to give special thanks to the association partners who were there. We had much help for the educational seminars. Super informative, really well attended. It was great, right?
Yeah. Who did we have there? Ascent 360, Human Powered Solutions, Serrata International Cycling Institute, SRAM, Highway 2.
Yeah. I mean, help from, it was tremendous. It was just like, we got so deep in the educational content this year. We actually let retailers ask questions and interact. So yeah, Ascent 360 was great with that. And it was,
didn't you have retailers on the stage too for the panels?
Yes. Oh my gosh. So, well, Rochelle knows this, but we wanted to bring together a panel talking about community and ways that retailers are really engaging their community. And for this, like the day before, and sometimes my brain works like this, right, Rochelle? Is like, I'm like, oh my God, I have this great idea. Let's bring retailers up on stage. So you know what we do in our typical, like, let's just reach out and ask. I reached out to John Robinson from Johnny Velos, and I also reached out to past MBDA president James Moore. And both of them just came, they were like, yes. And they came right up on stage and they both offered tremendous advice. You know, we had like 20 people in the crowd there and a lot of questions, and it was a super informative session.
Yeah, I feel like that was a really great one, that a lot of people came out with a lot of good stuff. And then James Moore, speaking of him, helped us get together with a bunch of our partners for the after show events where we got to meet each other finally and all sit down together. That was a great time.
Yeah. And so, yeah, James reached out to me a couple days before the show and he's like, I have this great idea. I'd love to see people again. Why don't we do a dinner? We used to do dinners and it would be really cool. So I was like, yes, let's do it. And we threw out an email and he posted in the MBDA forum, which is an excellent resource. I highly suggest everyone check it out. And then Benita from Midway Bicycle Supply reached out and said, I'd love to do something too, but if we could do it outside. And you know me, I'm always like, let's do it. So Tuesday night we had a happy hour it was outside the hotel, right? But it actually worked out great, right? At the patio there.
It did. It was gorgeous.
It was really cool. It was very casual, and I totally hijacked that conversation, but it was fun.
You're the president.
Yeah, we just, you know, we had all these retailers sitting in a circle, and some of them were competing, which was interesting to me. I didn't know it at the time, but I was just like, we're going to go around in a circle, and we're not going to share our favorite part of today. We're going to share the best thing we learned this past week. And it was nice to just learn from each other and listen to what each other had to say. That was Tuesday. And then what was Wednesday? Wednesday was the dinner, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was huge. We just had to put tables together. Like, it was out of control.
I feel like the restaurant was mad at us because we kept adding people, but it was great. It was so good to get everyone that, you know, we know that we've been working with for a while together in the same room and get all those ideas, you know, going. And not just ideas, but just conversation between people in the industry, you know, getting to know each other like we haven't over Zoom. It's been all business, you know. It was really great to get to know people like that. I feel like we need to do things like that at all the other shows, the West and the East as well.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you. Yeah, it was, people were talking about their family, their animals at home, and, you know, it was just a great group. That magic that happens when you're actually together. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you and I first met, right? The magic that happened when we actually got together was like, wow, we really like each other. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's all right.
You know, there's so much energy. I thought we would just talk about the next show. So we're headed to California's next, right?
California's next. Yeah, we have Sea Otter and then we're road tripping it down to Cab de West in October.
Oh, that's right. Watch out, West Coast, right? Like, I'm flying into LA and we've got like a minivan and we're driving up to Sea Otter. So Sea Otter is October 7th, I think, 7th through 10th in Monterey.
Yeah.
Sea Otter is not really typically a retailer show. It's more a consumer interacting with suppliers. So I'm expecting like brands, demos, races, mm-hmm. a big party. And we think, you know, I was thinking there might be some retailers there too, just based on what I've heard, that they just want to get out of their store, they're ready to just interact. You hear it too. Yeah.
Agreed. Definitely. I've heard retailers are going just to see product and be outside, you know, get away from the shop. But we're going to have a 10 by 10 there. And, you know, if you're there, whether you're a brand or a retailer or a consumer, come and say hi. We'd love to say hi.
Yeah, we got these new MBDA 10 by 10 tents. They're, you know, our signature blue. You know, they have Bicycle Retail Radio logo on the side. You won't be able to miss us. So definitely, if you're there, please stop by. We have tattoos. We can even give them to you right at the tent. I don't, have we actually done that yet? I don't think we've tattooed anyone yet.
We have. We did at Big Gear Show.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. And we have cool bracelets, you know, so lots of cool stuff just to interact with us. But from there, we road trip back down to LA. Cabda West is at the new, what is it, the Ontario Center? Is that correct where it is this year?
Yeah, yeah.
Again, there, we're doing just like we did at the Midwest. We're bringing the ED sessions, all focused around topics that matter now. We have a couple of new sessions for that show. You know what I really think about the Cabda shows is that we get a regional crowd. And I haven't really, you know, I met some West Coast retailers when I was working with Merckx and a little bit with Bianchi, but not too many. So I'm really looking forward to interacting with the West Coast retailers at the show.
I agree. We should get a great crowd. We've been speaking with the show organizers and they say attendance is looking good. You know, it's going to be a great show. So there's still time if you're a retailer to register. If you're in the area or if you didn't make, you know, the Midwest show and you'd like to connect, like, we'd love to see you there. We'll have our tent there as well, you know, signature blue, matching shirts. We'd love to see you.
So this year at the Cabda, so something we started at the Big Gear Show, and I don't really know how this came around, but we were like, let's take an opportunity to just have moments where we can mingle with our members. So we started kind of like our new signature events, the association member mingle, where we invite everyone, you know, anyone who's an MBDA member or wants to be or wants to learn more to come over under our tent and interact with us. And then we also do the same thing for women in the bicycle industry or women who want to get in the bicycle industry, just a women's event. And we break out, I don't know, what do we have at the last one? Like wine, seltzer, water, we had trail mix. I mean, whatever goes, right? Those are awesome, aren't they?
They are awesome. We had so many, you know, you put that out there, you don't know who's going to come. And we had women coming over every day to our women in the cycling industry get-togethers, you know, introducing themselves, saying it's so great to see, you know, other women to talk about our show experience, whatever it is, you know. It's been a great turnout and just a great opportunity to meet people.
I get a little nervous. I have to be honest. I feel like before everyone, I'm like, oh my, as we're like setting up the area, you know, I'm like, oh no, we're not going to get anyone. And then like all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, Rochelle, it's like you're trying to talk to everyone and it's really hard to, cause you get into these conversations that you don't want to pull yourself away from, but you also don't want to say hi to someone else. It's like, you know, you go from like the extreme of like thinking no one's coming to like, oh my God, where did the last half hour go? So,
yeah.
Love that. And then we're doing Philly Bike Expo too, right?
We are. That's in November 7th and 8th, right? 2-day show in Philly. There again, signature blue. And we would love to see anybody that's going to that show in that area of the world. The East Coast, you know, members maybe that can't make it to Cabda East or anything like that.
Yeah.
Fantastic opportunity.
We are just flying back and forth across the US. Like our fall is on fire. at Philly, we're actually on the seminar list. We're hosting a women. So the Philly show is interesting because it's open to consumers and retailers. So there we're hosting a woman in the bicycle industry seminar, but also geared at anyone who wants to get into the industry to kind of give some tips and advice on how to, you know, how cool we are and how to, you know, get your foot in the door. So I love Bina. I love that show. So I'm really excited about that. And it'll give us like, you know, the Mid-Atlantic region retailers who, we haven't really seen, but then we will get to see again, what, Cabda East?
Yeah, that one is in December. December 8th and 9th.
Yeah. And I think it says New York, but I actually think it's New Jersey. It's all really close together there, but it's very central. And, you know, being a New Yorker myself, it'll be great to connect with some of the retailers that I've been in, been getting to know for so long. But just like all the other shows, all the other Cabda shows, Cabda East, we're going to do the educational content. And we're working with association member QBP to put together like a day powered by Q. Really, really cool. And like you said, we should do, and I really want to continue to do that, like Tuesday happy hour or like that one night happy hour for our members and then the dinner. And I think we should just put those into our email messages we send out. Would you agree?
Totally, totally agree with that. So I tell people, watch our emails that go out. Everything that we do is on there. And we'll send out the specific show meeting information in those newsletters, as well as, the famous president emails that go out. If you read those, if you read all of it, it'll be in there too.
If you read, yeah, in the keynote at the Cabda West, I was like, or Midwest, I was like, yeah, we know the Heather emails and that they're really long. And I was like, I'm not going to shorten them though. But we do have the TLDR, so you can check that. You know what I'm thinking, Rochelle? Philly, we should do a member meetup there too. Like, either something the night before or at the show, or
absolutely.
I hope everyone listening is realizing that we want you to we're encouraging you to come connect with us and join with us. So, all right, let's flip over to the virtual first annual bicycle gala. It's coming up this Friday night, and super pumped about it. I can tell you are too. Lots of work, right?
It's lots of work. It was one of those things where when we first started talking about it, we were going to, bring, since people haven't been together in such a long time, we were going to bring them together for a party, to just kind of let loose at the Cabda show. But then things progressing as they are in the world, we decided let's do it virtual for the first year and then see how things go. So it's really just an opportunity for us to get together, to celebrate each other, and to have fun.
Yeah. When we were brainstorming, I'm sure you recall, we were like, okay, what could we call it? That was our first number one, right? Because the idea was that we want to have a party where everyone just gets together and lets loose and gets dressed up. And, maybe we're not talking business tonight. Maybe it's just, we're talking like, we made it. We're here. We're here. We're still here. And so we worked on a tagline, and I don't even know how we bounced from what's the title to what's the tagline, but somehow we bounced there in our creative thinking. And I don't know what we said, because we can't do this alone. And it just seems so fitting. And we've been talking about engaging, keeping the new riders engaged with us. And I thought, we thought together, what a perfect opportunity to give them a VIP pass to our industry and let them sit in with us and see how cool we are. Because I don't know about you, but once I started engaging with the cycling industry, I'm like, I'm never leaving. Here I am 22 years later. So we can't do this alone. And I felt like the support that we have gotten has been really, really, really great. But it's for everyone, right?
Definitely. It's for, everyone in the industry who's been working ridiculously hard and not giving themselves a break. It's for all the people who came into the industry recently and, don't feel like they might belong and maybe want to be a part of something, It's for everybody on any level of the spectrum of the industry. We want to bring everybody together and make everybody feel included and appreciated.
So I know how to do a party in a ballroom, right? I'm like, okay, we're gonna hire a DJ, we're gonna do a great silent auction, we're gonna put out an open bar with some really good craft beer and cocktails, and we're gonna have some amazing food. And switching over to a virtual platform, you know, at first I had to Google, how do you throw a virtual ball? Like, I had no idea. I was like, what are we doing here? And is anyone going to have a good time? And then as we started, like, just brainstorming and putting it together, being a woman who, I love to dance, I love to be, like, in the kitchen and just, like, letting it go. I was like, all right, if I'm going to be home dedicating an hour and a half of my night, you know, what is that going to look like? I mean, I spend all day long on a computer. So what is that going to look like? And I think you remember me saying, I was like, we have to have some really good music. Like, you know, like, and so I'm pumped for the music. So we have, what, 5 musical acts and 8 songs or something?
Yeah. Dan Byrne, Annie in the Water are the big names. Annie is doing a never before released recording just for our event. That's a huge deal, pretty special. And it's a fundraiser for the NBDA, you know, so we can keep doing what we're spreading, you know, at all the events we're going to, so that we can spread education and well-being and peace of mind, all of that, for all the retailers in the industry.
Yeah, so like you and I are going a little bit outside of our comfort zone here, putting together this virtual gala, but we've really got tremendous support. Like, we keep asking for it and we've gotten it. So we have, you know, pre-recorded messages of like encouragement and inspiration from, you know, many people in the industry. We've got these great musical acts. We have reached out and we have tremendous stuff for our silent auction. I think we'll talk about that in a little bit. But so it's a virtual Zoom room, or what is, tell me what, like, I should, like, what are people expecting? Because I know you're the one, like, working on, like, the the technology behind this.
Yeah. It's going to be a dedicated Zoom room just for the people who are ticketed. And we're going to have a capacity for 500 people.
That's pretty huge. I'm thinking of like a Zoom event with like 12 blocks. And I'm like, so we're, all right, so tickets are $40. And, you know, that's general admission. But I know we also have this VIP where you can get in early and you can mingle. You and I were talking about getting ball gowns. I mean, I think we want to, even though it's like waist up, I think at some point we're going to have to ask everyone just to stand up and like, I don't know. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's for all of us. So when the music's going, we're going to be up dancing. And, you know, if you want to be waist up fancy, that's your prerogative. But we're going to ask people to stand up. So, you know, that's your choice. But we are going to have awards for best dressed and best Zoom background. We're trying to make it, you know, like a gala, give out awards, make it fun, make it fancy.
Yeah. So I am taking the night, and, you know, although I will be giving a little speech, I think what I'm going to do, because so many people are like, how'd the keynote go? And we didn't record it. So I'm thinking about doing just a portion of the keynote at the gala, actually. You know, I don't know. I think that'd be, I haven't told you yet, but I'm dropping it on you now. So I think that'll be,
I think that's a fantastic idea, actually.
Yeah. All right. So even though I'm going to be like talking, I'm going to invite a couple friends over, and I mean, it's $40 per computer, right? So
yeah.
Let's be honest. Like, if you buy a ticket, like, invite some friends over, you know, if you work at a shop, invite your colleagues over to your house. If you guys hang out, we're going to have a custom cocktail. We'll get into that in a second, but yeah. So I'm just thinking, like, get dressed up, invite some friends over, put the computer on. You can put it on your TV if you have a big screen, you know? And so let's think about the silent auction, because I know that's something that we are talking about releasing even earlier for people to bid on. What are your thoughts about the silent auction?
Yeah. So the items that are up for silent auction are on our website right now, on the gala page. So anybody can go see what's going to be up for bid. It looks great. I mean, in my humble opinion, I think everything up there looks fantastic.
Yeah. I've been completely stunned by some of the generosity that we have seen. I mean, we have a Team USA women's track Olympic gear from this year's Olympics in Tokyo. Giant Bicycles donated a helmet valid at almost $300. There's class tuition, so a $500 value to Serrata International Cycling Institute for the level one course. USA Cycling, they donated two annual memberships and a USA Cycling kit from the Olympics. The MBDA has donated a US bicycle market report, you know, valued at $1,000. And then there's also like just retailers donated stuff too. Johnny Velo Bikes and Richardson's Bike Mart, both donating baskets of just really cool stuff. So this is stuff that, you know, I think anyone would want to, you know, make a bid on.
I agree. I think so. I'm looking at these and I'm like, we're going to actually open the auction a few days before the event. So anybody that is ticketed that wants to get on there and put their name in, and we're going to have it going from a few days before the event till the actual end of the event itself. So there's going to be plenty of time to go through it, plenty of time to see all of it. And we're excited about it.
Yeah. And just thinking about the donations we've got, I think I'd be amiss not to talk about the sponsors. Like, so Shimano, it's presented by four companies are actually our presenting sponsors. But Shimano, when I reached out to them, Andrew Kemp, who's great OEM manager for Shimano North America, he's like, yep, totally happy to support. I'll be over here mixing some of the custom cocktails, ready for some great music. I mean, like, everyone is just ready to just say, thank you. You've done a great job. We are ready to just celebrate. And we have like quality bicycle. Like, you want to list off the presenting sponsors? I know your screen's like right up and I, you know, don't want to fumble on this one.
I mean, I can take it. Yeah. you want to just, you know, put the spotlight right on me. That's great. Presented by, and these are all very generous donations to help us out and, you know, to thank retailers, like Heather said. So we've got Shimano, QBP, Human Powered Solutions, and Quivers, as well as all of our other sponsors, which are listed on the website, and all of our sponsors who have donated items to the silent auction.
It's huge. Yeah. HLC was one of our first teams or association members to reach out and be like, we're totally in. Rides Extended Service, the Bike League, and then the retailers. So it's been awesome. I'm thinking, you know, once I said custom cocktail, I'm like totally right there. So I had someone who reached out on our messaging on our website. You can chat with us. Just so anyone knows, if you go to the MBDA website, there's a little chat function and there's a picture of my face. I actually, like, it's, you're actually chatting with me. It goes to my inbox. And so I had this one person say, you've got to be kidding me. A virtual gala? Like, where are we getting the booze from? What are you talking about, this custom cocktail? We had this awesome interaction back and forth. But there is a custom cocktail, right?
There is. There is. And we'll be sending out the ingredient list very soon, so you have time to get it before Friday. But you can also go virgin if you like. We're not here to peer pressure anybody. It's really easy to go virgin. But, you know, either way, we're going to have a great time. It's called a royal blue to represent, you know, the matching shirts, the matching tent. We gotta be matching. We gotta represent.
I know. I was like, okay, I was like, Michelle, we need a blue cocktail. And she's like, okay. So if anyone has ever seen Michelle and I in person, we pretty much finish each other's sentences. And we pretty much, if you say something, her brain thinks like this and mine thinks like this, but they're still thinking on the same level. So when we were like, we need a blue cocktail, we work virtually together, you know, cause she's on the West Coast and I'm on the East Coast. So as we're Zooming and we're talking about the blue cocktail, both of us are Googling blue cocktail. So we come up with this royal blue, which is, I was like totally in when I read the description. It was like vodka, lime juice, some cranberry juice, ice, some sugar, and then blue Carico. And I know from, because we were practicing with some ingredients and putting together some special boxes for some of the sponsors at the CABDA Midwest to actually send out when we were there. And blue Carico, is that how you say it? That's right, right?
I'm assuming. I don't actually know how to pronounce it. So
I'm a big fool. Yeah. but it's really sticky. Like, be careful with it. If you go buy those ingredients, it's really sticky stuff. But it's what makes it blue. So I don't know if there's any alcohol in it. I don't think so. I have no idea, actually. But
you're asking the wrong person. I just saw it on the ingredient list and said, that sounds blue. Let's do that.
But it's going to be fun. And so what we're going to do is we're going to send out the ingredient list ahead of time and, you know, urge you to take part in mixing this drink up with us. And we're all going to mix together and then do a little toast and, you know, just fun stuff. That's what you can expect. You know, it's an hour and a half of just really great music, some really great messages, a little message from myself, a cool cocktail, some prizes, and the silent auction. What do we have, like a couple hundred registered, or we've got a lot of interaction going, right?
We've got a lot of interaction. We've had about 200 people sign up, but like I said, we have room for 500. So we welcome everybody to come and interact and have a great time.
Yeah. And I know that that's something we sent out when we were at Cabin Midwest, we were talking about it, and we want people to know that it's also for the new riders. So we actually sent to our association members and to our retailers all the information in like a little Google, was it a Google or a Dropbox? Maybe a Dropbox?
Google Drive, yeah.
Google Drive, with some assets that you could share out on your social feeds, you could share out to your email list. We feel like, and what we've heard from our retailers and our Monday Mingle events and whatnot, is that when we invite our consumers to join us, when we invite these new riders to join us, it gives them another chance to interact with us and it brings them even closer to us. So we really want you to help us get this message out. Like Rochelle said, like Annie in the Waters is really cool reggae band that's like reggae drums. I don't know. It's really, I can't describe it. They have a very unique sound, and they have this one song that they recorded in studio that has not ever been released, and they're branding it MBDA, and it's just for us. So it's pretty spectacular, and you know, it's just, Rochelle and I are just jazzed at the way that this is coming together, and I don't think it could come together at a better time. Like, we really need this.
I agree. I really do. I think it took us and is still taking us lots of work to put together, but it's so worth it, you know, just to take that time and to celebrate ourselves and to celebrate what everyone's accomplished and is still accomplishing, you know, even when you're short on supply and short on time and short on, you know, emotional stamina to keep going. It's really important to take that time and to appreciate, you know, what you've really done. And for us, it's a lot of that, but it's also, you know, it's going to be a fundraiser. It's going to help us fund the really big consumer research report that we're doing. That's going to give a lot of much needed context for, you know, what the consumers are thinking, what they're going to be thinking in the future. And all the other, you know, constant programs we have going on.
Yeah, it's, I'm glad you brought up that consumer research report. I was just actually emailing with the sports marketing agency who's helping us with that today. And, you know, that's the information that we need. I think the last time we did a consumer research report as an industry was 2014. And
yeah,
retailers keep saying, you know, are we going to expect a slowdown? It's hard for us to do order planning, and working with Jay Townley and his group, we determined that this is the best way that we can really get a clear picture of what consumers are thinking. And this report costs $35,000. And we do have some sponsors for the report, Bosch, SRAM, and Specialized, but it didn't fund everything. So we're, you know, part of this will help for that. And then also, as we've been extending our reach, working with HLC and other partners, Mike's Bike Shop Canada, to extend into Canada. And we've been really focused on reaching Canadian retailers and figuring out what they need and how we can adjust our programming. And we're going to give some scholarships to the MBDA to help kind of feed that start. So lots of things, you know, as we just continue to grow and expand and I'm just excited. I can't wait. I still have to buy. We still have to get an outfit. Like, I don't even know what we have to be. We're gonna have to be matching. You know that.
It's gonna be blue. We know that.
It's gonna be blue. So you're gonna keep updating that silent auction list, right? As we get stuff in through the week.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Definitely. And then, we talked a little bit, we had our Monday mingle this morning, and it was so cool to see the new members that joined the MBDA at Camden Midwest and then come to our Monday mingles. This morning was dynamite, right?
It was such a good meeting this morning. I enjoyed that a lot.
Always different, always engaging. So if you are listening to our little conversation here about upcoming shows and the gala, and you haven't been to a Monday mingle, please, check it out. That networking opportunity is really a great spot to bring your questions, to ask other members and get real-time advice and to share your knowledge as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This morning, was a pointed talk about, your service departments, but there's also opportunities to just come in. We had several people today say, like, hey, I was saving up this question specifically for this morning because I knew I was going to be on here with all you guys and I wanted your advice. So it's grown into really a great, great program. And we'd love to see anybody, that has any questions, wants advice, or just wants to listen in. We have people all the time working on bikes and just have their headphones in and listen in as they're working. So yeah, fantastic.
And great, like, book shares. We're always sharing, like, books we're reading that can help our business practices. It's pretty, pretty cool. I'm thinking about starting a book swap club or something. I'm not quite sure yet, but.
That's a great idea.
Okay, so now that we're all going to the gala, and maybe some of us haven't got our tickets yet, it's on the MBDA website, right? And
yes.
When can they buy their tickets, too? Do we have a deadline on that, Rochelle?
Up until the event.
Oh, awesome.
So, if you're not sure, and it's Friday afternoon and you say, like, I could really use a party tonight, you can still get a ticket.
Yeah, and it's 8 p.m. Eastern. So if you have a shop that's maybe in Pacific Standard, you could do, if you have a screen at the shop, you could put it up on the TV and just let your customers just in the store, watch it, right? Like, we're not talking, there's no, like, nothing's for sale. There's no private information. Anyone can view this, right? It's just totally I would do that. If my shop was open, I'd have it on the big screen for sure. Mingle parties. Actually, we should give prize out to the biggest group behind a computer. You know what I mean?
That's cool.
You could all be in the same shirt or something like that. That could be pretty cool. Like, you could have
that could be pretty cool. Party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone throws in $5, 8 people. You've got a computer access to the gala watch party happening. That sounds fun.
That sounds awesome.
So when are we sending out the custom cocktail? We probably want to get that out Wednesday then, I bet. So people know what to buy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. So so the best way to get involved with the gala right now is get a ticket because we're going to be sending emails. With that cocktail list, we're going to be sending the silent auction out ahead of time. Anything else you should know? Anything else I forgot, Rochelle? I always do that to you. Rochelle, anything else?
I'll just say, we say it at all of the events we're at whenever we meet people that are already members or that aren't members yet or that become members at the show. Please reach out if you need anything specific, if you need anything in general, if you have, a comment on anything. We are so happy to learn and to engage and to just get to know everybody and talk and hear what you have to say. So please reach out, anything at all. We listen and we adapt what we're doing to the feedback that we get.
Yeah, I totally have goosebumps right now because it's so true. I'm we get better when people let us know what they need or they're like, hey, I have this idea. And then we're like, oh, I love that idea. Thank you. And so I totally agree with you. All right. So this was awesome. We wanted to have this little conversation and record it and share it. In our Monday mingle, actually, one of our members said, can you please tell us more about the gala? Because we want to know. And then we heard, can you please tell us more about what shows you're going to and what to expect? Because we want to know. And we were like, oh, maybe we should do a special Bicycle Retail Radio just on this. So if you have any other questions, email me at heather@mbda or rochelle@mbda.com. Check the website out. If you have ideas, please let us know, as Rochelle said. We invite you to come on Bicycle Retail Radio. We are looking for retailers who want to share their story with our listeners. If you have something, you know, that makes you unique, that makes your shop unique, please come on to Bicycle Retail Radio. Send me an email. I'd love to have you on as a guest. If you'd like to support the show, the best way is to share your favorite episode with friends and on social media. Help us get the word out. We're up to like 1,000 listens a week, our episode, which is awesome. So help us keep that steam going. We appreciate your support and thank you for listening. Now go be great.
This has been Bicycle Retail Radio by the National Bicycle Dealers Association. For more information on membership and member benefits, join us at nbda.com.